One of the best-known Native American writers in the Northwest has come under fire for sexual harassment. Sherman Alexie is a Spokane Indian. As correspondent Emily Schwing reports, the allegations against Alexie are particularly painful for members of the Native community.
At the beginning of the documentary film, United by Water, Sherman Alexie reads his poem, Powwow at the End of the World.
I am told by many of you that I must forgive, and so I shall.
Derek Lemire shot and produced the film. He's a descendant of the Colville tribe and a member of the Chippewa Cree. The documentary follows the tribal effort to revive an annual gathering that stopped happening after the Grand Coulee Dam was built in the 1940s. It premiered in Spokane last fall. On the same day, Lemire learned his film had won a Native American award at a festival in Montana. He also found out about the sexual harassment allegations against Sherman Alexie.
It's a shock because it's very close to home, and, you know, it is documented that there is a lot of, you know, sexual harassment, sexual assault, rape, missing and murdered Indigenous women.
Now Lemire's trying to decide whether he should remove Alexie's poem from the film entirely. In a statement, Sherman Alexie apologized to those he admits hurting. I'm Emily Schwing reporting.